Ma'arisa Torah, Perek Zayin, Seif Beis. Last day of Shabbos, we were talking about the possible causes for Bittul Torah. The Perek is on the meaning of Bittul Torah, and we were talking about the possible menis that are keeping a person from learning Techlal, and of course it applies to all of Torah mitzvahs, that there could be very simple physical impediments, person's tired, or other things that are more pnimius, or, as we learned at the end, that the person is lacking in a certain hachshara, a preparation in kodesh, or even a preparation in chol. In Siv Beis, Rav Kook speaks about the second type of Bittul Torah. We had learned, we had spoken about this a little bit, and we need to talk about it a little bit more. So let's just chazer it for a minute. Bittul Torah nechshav b'chol ha'mikvim madregasa. We learned that Bittul Torah is for each person according to his madrega. Just quickly. It depends on that person's madrega. Right. A person who has the koiches, to go farther, to go further, to be able to reach a higher madrega in the quality of his learning, and he's lazy or he's afraid, and we spoke a lot about that. And he allows himself to remain at a lower quality of level of learning. We spoke about the second type of Bittul Torah, that's not just Bittul Torah, but Kamus, the amount of time that you put in and the amount of material that you cover. But there's a Bittul Torah, the Eichus, and the quality, in the Madrega of learning, that it's not, that the way that you're learning is not according to the Madrega of who you are. So there's a Bittul Torah that's the Eichus. And that also is considered to be Harehu Mayes as Torah Hashem Haru'uyalai. He is rejecting that Torah Hashem that he's prepared, that he was created to be able to learn. Shal Zenema Shavita Kashbaro Kalav Adazor Gilarai Shvichzdom Vlevita Al Masal Shal Torah, which is a very, very serious and terrible thing, where a person has the Kaiches and Eichus to reach certain Madregas of understanding Torah, of learning Torah, or Mimela connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he settles. He settles for a lower Madrega. That's also, Rav Kook says, in the category of what the Gemara calls Ma'asa Shal Torah, that he's Moes Chalila, he's rejecting Torah, even though he puts in 20 hours a day. But he's putting on 20 hours a day without putting himself into that bracket of learning that he should be in. So we learned this last week. Right, we didn't learn the Racham Kodesh yet. You have the page from the book. So first, before we learn the Racham Kodesh, I want to talk to you a little bit about this inyan of Bittul Torah be'echus. And remember that it's not only a question of learning or not learning. It's one's entire approach to Yiddishkeit. What Rav Kook is talking about is not just Bittul Torah, he's talking about the bittul of one's koiches to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the ikur, of course, is through Torah. But we need to talk a little bit about this before we learn the piece that you have photostated from Archaim HaKadosh. Since this came up in the last parak, and also there are a few people that have called me to try to understand, we were learning a little bit inside the Der HaLimud that Rabbi Nachman talks about, right, covering a lot of ground and not being caught up so much in the Bi'iyun, although of course there's always a time of Bi'iyun, but not getting stuck in one place, not chazering over and over, trying to go through and then come back and learn again, and to go through Teres Hashem, as we saw in the Sichas Aran, that a person should try to take through the course of his lifetime to go visit every single place in Torah. We see that big ministers and wealthy people, that they like to go on vacations, they like to visit everywhere in the world. And a Jew has to know that his places to visit, he has. He has Nezikin, he has Moed, he has Kachim and Taurus, he has He has Sefer Machshav and Chassidus and Kabbalah and Musa and so on, and Navi and Chumash. We have a lot of places to visit. So L'chaira, this would seem, not just L'chaira, it seems to conflict with what we're learning right now, that all that Rav Kook is talking about here in Sif Beis, when it comes to Bittul Torah, is a person not learning on the level that he could be learning. The quality of learning is weak, and that renders that learning as a maisa of ma'asa shel Torah, that the person is rejecting the Torah haru'i eloi, that he's able to come to. So we need to understand a little bit more what's going on. On the one hand, we saw that Rav Kook, in the last parak of Rav Kook, definitely supports the view of many of the Mekubalim that we spoke more about than Rav Nachman, about learning all of Teres Hashem and going through and not allowing oneself to sit for too long in one place. And we see that Bechlal in Rav Kook's Derech Halima, we're going to talk a lot about in the further parak, his whole sheet of learning, Shas and Poskim. On the other hand, Rav Kook is telling us over here that Bittul Torah is for each person according to his madrega, meaning that if you have the kaiches to understand on a deeper level, that if you're not doing that, then that's called Bittul Torah, that's called Ma'asa Shel Torah Chalil, that's called a rejection of your Torah, of the Torah that you could and should be learning. So let's talk about this a little bit, and then we'll learn the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. I was just looking around in some Sfarim, things that when I was working on the sugya years and years ago, actually when I was, before I was married, was always, many of us when we're learning in yeshiva are torn between these two ways. Of what's the ikkar? Is the ikkar to cover a lot of ground, the kiyas, or is the ikkar to stay on one inyan, to learn it much, much more be'iyan, to learn it much more in depth? So, if you look in the Peleoids, under Tehillim, when he talks about Tehillim, so the Peleoids brings from the Poskim that Misha Yochel Lilmoid, that a person who is capable of learning Halachas Upilpulim, who's capable of learning on a deeper level Halachas and Pilpulim, to go into something much deeper, the Isaac Betilim, and he spends his time saying Tilim, he has the ability to be learning in depth, and he spends much of his time with Tilim. He brings from the Kadmainim that it's Choshev Bittul Torah L'Didei, that he writes that that's considered for him to be Bittul Torah. That's considered Bittul Torah L'Didei, that on his Madrega, that's considered to be a Bittul Torah. Now, where do we find this discussed in the Poskim? So in the Tshuvas of the Beis Ephraim, I'm just going to give the Maamar Kindness if anybody wants to follow up with this, in Siman Samaches, Aruch Haim, Siman Samaches. So the Beis Ephraim brings a kasha that was asked of him, a question that was sent to him, from the Gemara at the beginning of Megillah. The Gemara at the beginning of Megillah says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Uborin Lishmoya Mikra Megillah. That Api Halacha, where even if a person is in the middle of learning and it comes time to hear Megillah, so the din is Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Uborin Lishmoya Mikra Megillah. That you're Mevatl Torah, you're Mevatl, you stop what you're learning, and you go to hear Mikra Megillah. So the question was asked, Am I Choshev Bittul Torah? Why is going to listen to the Megillah, why do Chazal call that Bittul Torah? Until now you were learning Bava Metzia, then it came time for Kriyas Megillah, so you close your Gemara, you're learning Torah Shebaal Peh, and now you go to hear Mikra Megillah, and Mikra Megillah is also Chelik from Teres Hashem. That was the question was asked to the Beis Ephraim. You hear the question? Why is that Bittul Torah? I'm learning Gemara, I'm learning Mishnayos, and now comes time to hear the Megillah, and the Megillah is also Torah. So I listen to the Megillah. And yet the way that the Gemara at the beginning of Megillah says this is Mevatlin Talmud Torah L'Shmaya Mikra Megillah. This is what was asked of the Beis Ephraim. This is what he talks about. So he answers, the Beis Ephraim answers, that a person, Mishiesla Lev Lahav and Mishnah the Talmud, a person who has the understanding, the ability to learn on a more advanced level, Mishnah and Gemara, and instead he spends his time, he spends the vast majority of his time learning Tanakh, that's what the Beis Ephraim says, learning Mikra, learning Chumash and Navi. In other words, he has the ability to learn Shas and Poskim, and he spends the majority of his time, the Ikra of his time is spent learning Mikra, learning Tanakh. So the Beis Ephraim says, Yesh gam bezeh din bittel Torah. There's a din of bittel Torah with this as well. The person has the head to learn Gemara, and he spends the Ikra of his time learning Tanakh. So the Beis Ephraim says, Yesh bezeh gam din bittel Torah. Therefore, the Gemara tells a chiddush that because of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah and because of the pirsum of the Neis, because of the miracle of Purim, the Gemara tells the Chiddush, Mavatlin Talmud Torah, you're allowed to close your Gemara to go hear Mikra Megillah. Even though normally a person who's able to learn Gemara and he is neglecting the Gemara in order to, let's say, learn Megillah, Sester Megillah, Sirosa, to learn Chumash and Avi, that would be a din of Bittel Torah Be'echus in the quality of his learning. So the Gemara comes and says a chiddush, Mevatlin Talmud Torah l'shmo Mikra Megillah, that this is an exception because of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah and because of the pirsum of the Neis of Purim and so on. It's an exception. So this is a chiddush of the Beis Ephraim, the way he learns Pshat. The Chassam Sofer says something very similar. What they're all talking about is the two dinim that we're learning, that there are two halachas in Bittel Torah. There's Bittel Torah B'kamus, when you're just not spending your time, you're not spending time learning. You're wasting your time doing other stuff. You have time to learn, and instead you spend your whole life doing other stuff. That's Bittel Torah B'kamus, that you could put in more time, and you're not putting in the time that you should be putting in. That's Bittel Torah B'kamus. The second type of Bittel Torah, which is exactly what Rav Kook is talking about here, what we just learned last week in Seif Beis, the second type of Bittel Torah is Bittel Torah Be'echus. Meaning, like Rav Kook writes, that a person, so Mishiachalal is Machshaft L'Madrega Gedoyla, V'Humis Atzel O'Mispache, a person who could rise to a higher level of learning, but he's lazy or he's afraid of the challenge of what that means, all that we spoke about last week. U'moyiz B'Maloso Hel Yoyna, Meniach Esachm Liyis L'Mata, and he allows himself to remain below. So he learns, he's Marvin Sedra, he's not even, he learns the Mepharshim, and he learns, and he likes to learn this safe and that safe, and, but he's not pushing himself. He's not pushing himself to learn on the level that he's capable of learning. Hari Umayis is Teres Hashem, Ruilo. Rav Kook says this. That's a Mi'isa, that's a Ma'asa Shotari. It's Mayis and Teres Hashem. Again, we're talking about learning now. This, of course, does not apply. Women are not Chayv and Talmud Torah. But as I said before, in one's Avodas Hashem, we could apply the same concepts, the same principles. In all of one's Avodas Hashem. So this is what the Peleoites is talking about. That a person who's able to learn Mishnah and Gemara, and instead he says Tehillim all day, and we know all the big inyanim of saying Tehillim. It's a big thing saying Tehillim, and David Melach Davin that when Jews will say Tehillim, it will be considered as if they're Isaac, the most difficult things of Negoim and Oilus. That's these parishes of Negoim and Oilus now is a Tazir Mitzar. It should be considered as if he's Isaac in the highest and most difficult sugyas of Torah. That's a very big thing to talk about, how that fits into all of this. Davdeh Mar Davin for that. Davdeh Mar Davin, he asked Hashem that when Jews will say Tehillim in the future, that you should count it like they're learning Negoim and Oilus, which is the hardest subject in Shas. Leprosy, all these things that's now in the parashiyos. V'chol Zayis, the Beis Ephraim, the Chassam Sofer, the Peleoites are telling us, and many others, this is just an example, that there's a din of Bittel Torah Be'echus, in the quality of one's learning. So now, we have to understand, we just spent a couple of weeks learning. In the last paragraph, Rav Kook himself is very consistent with the overall Mahalach of the Maharal, the Shulah HaKadosh, and then later on, the Talmud Yibal Shem, Rabbi Nachman, more specifically Rabbi Nachman, that the biggest maila in a person's life is to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, Kol HaTorah Kula, Be'iyun, for people who are not absolutely brilliant, nowadays is something which is very, very hard. If not, I mean, you can't say, not say the word impossible, it's very unlikely. And especially since Rabbi Nachman told us over and over to go, to move. When anybody tries to do that in Likud HaMoran, of course, is going to get in big trouble. Let's try to learn Likud HaMoran in Bekiyas. But to move. I told the Chavah that when we spent a year and a half, or almost more, on learning the story of the lost princess, right? We were just talking about the story of the lost princess. And then I shared this with Rav Kenning, and I was, he asked him, what are you learning? So I said, well, we're doing this. So I told him that we're finishing, and it's almost 2 years. He says, why are you rushing so much? Why are you rushing? You have to work at it. What's the rush? I said, in 2 years, I thought I was going to say, what are you doing? You have to. What's the rush? So how does all this work? Now, what's going on? So Rabbi Nachman says to learn it up, and then you come back the next time. Well, of course, Rabbi Nachman himself, we saw, Rabbi Nachman says there always has to be a time in the day, much more in depth, a seder. But in general, the tzaddikim are telling us to move along, to go visiting all of the places, to go on this worldwide tour of Torah Hashem. The same person who is taking the tour, who's going all over the place learning, he has the ability, if he uses his kaiches, he has the ability to sit on one mesachta, to sit in one place, and to become a big expert in that piece of Torah, to become very great, and to learn this be'in rav, to learn it in great depth. So how does that work? You understand the problem. It's a big question. And this is not a theoretical question. This is one of the biggest lemaises of our lives. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara there says, "B'mi ata maitzi melchamto shel Torah." I think this is the key to understanding it. And I was just really going over some notes from earlier years and thinking about this inyan. So people were calling, we were talking about it. The Mi'ata Ma'itzim Al-Chanto Shotayra, the Gemara Sanhedrin asks, where do you see a person who really knows how to fight the wars of Torah? You know, really knows how to fight. The Mi'ata Ma'itzim Al-Chanto Shotayra. Who's a Jew that's one of, you know, Hashem's warriors in the study of Torah, that really is a fighter in Torah, knows how to fight for his learning? The war of Torah, meaning pilpul and greatness in Torah. Where do you find this greatness in Torah? So the Gemara says, the mishi yesh biyado chavilois shel Mishnah. Listen carefully. The greatest warriors of Torah are the ones who have in their hands chavilois shel Mishnah, who have big packages of Mishnayos. Rashi says, I'm reading Rashi, the words of Rashi. Rashi says, "Loi ka'adam hamefool falam chudad ubal svara, veloi lamed mishnayis ubrayis harbei." Rashi says the Gemara is telling us that the person who's great in the milchama of Torah, who'll be a great, great talmid chacham, a warrior to fight the fights of Torah, fighting of Torah meaning learning, is what? "Loi ka'adam hamefool falam chudad." Not like a person who says, has a lot of pilpulim, and he says umechudad, which means very, very sharp. He knows how to say, you know, a sharp thing. Ubal svar, and he has very, very sophisticated svaras, you know, in learning. But what? That's nice to have all those qualities. But v'loy loma mishnayis ubrayis harbe. He didn't learn a lot of mishnayis and brayis. Meaning, he's a brilliant person. And he's able to say pilpulim in places that he's learning, but Rashi says the chap, but he doesn't have in his arsenal packages of mishnayis and brayis. I mean, he didn't cover ground. He doesn't have mishnayis and brayis. Ki mehechon yizgala hasoid. Listen to Rashi. Mehechon yizgala hasoid. What does it mean, mehechon yizgala hasoid? How do we translate that? Mehechon yizgala hasoid. How will the secret be revealed? Like, you'll have that. You'll have a sharp kid in the class, and something comes up in the Gemara, and the kid starts to scream, yes, Akashi, and screaming, and the Rebbe says, just the next line. Just read the next line. Or it's the Mishnah, three blot ahead. It's an open Mishnah. You have the Chavrusas. This is always one of the saddest things. Chavrusas spending a whole morning on this Indian. It's a Beferish Mishnah. It's a Beferish Gemara. Could even, if you turn the page, it's on the other side. It says Beferish. And they're saying, it's like this, and he says like this, and he says like this, and they're fighting and yelling. So Rashi explains what the Gemara says. When the Gemara says, "B'mi'at amaisa machantos haTorah," who are the great warriors of Torah? B'mi sheyesh bi'ado chavilos shel Mishnah, the ones who have packages of Mishnayos under their belt. Again, loy kadam amefulfil full mechudet val svar v'loy lama Mishnayos b'raisas harbe. Not the person, the milchamtos haTorah is not like the person who's very very sharp and he can say pilpulim and svaras. But what? But he hasn't learned through Mishnayos and b'raisas. He doesn't have ki mehechin yizgal asay. From where is he going to be able to reveal the secret? Because he doesn't know the material. So what weapons does he have? He has one weapon, which is his seichel. He's smart. But he doesn't have the material. So Rashi says, so what's going to be? Where is he going to get the... He doesn't know the secret. He doesn't know the secret. So he can see all kinds of papulim, but if he's learning the parish, he doesn't know what a nesek is and what it means, hafach lavan. He doesn't understand, and he didn't see those words, and he doesn't know what those things are. Then he could be saying all kinds of lomdis, and he thinks that he thinks he's another, you know, Reb Chaim Brisker, or he thinks he's a Reb Shimon Shkop, and he says all kinds of svaris, and he says, I hold not like Taisus, and Taisus is not. So the Rashi says, Mechin's Gala side. Eloi says, "Babal Mishnayos harbe." A person who knows a lot of Mishnayos goes through Shas. He knows a lot of Mishnayos. Babal Mishnayos harbe. Shem yitzdarach loitam bekan yilmedenu mitarich Mishnacheres. Because if he needs to understand what's going on over here, he knows it from the Mishnah over there. He knows what's over there. See, he understands what's going on over here by learning it over there. not like when the guys are learning their you know, nine blot for the year, and when every time they learn, they have to spend the whole day looking up Gemaras, looking up other places because they never heard of these things, and they're open Gemaras and different Masechtas, open Mishnayos and Gemaras they never heard of. So they're spending the whole day on Tosfos because Tosfos brought down two Gemaras, and the guy doesn't know what these, he never heard of these concepts, never heard of these terms. The Gemaras and this Gemaras are Menachos, that Gemaras in Chulin, this Gemaras in Shabbos, this one's in Erevin, never heard of it, never heard of it. What does this mean? What does it mean, good Osik? He spent his whole life learning the Zik, never heard of this. Good Osik, good Achs, never heard what he's talking about. So he's learning the Taisus, brings up over here, and Akasha from there, and he doesn't know over there. So then they take out the Gemaras, and they try to learn to see what's going on over there. So that's how Rashi explains the Gemara. And Rashi says this, that's the strongest Lashon of Rashi, but Rashi has this in many places. Again, when you look in many places, Rashi says this in many places. So now let's get back to our question. Going through Shas, going through learning Kol HaTorah Kula, trying to cover a tremendous amount of material, isn't that, the question that we have is, isn't that Bittul Torah Be'echus? What about Bittul Torah and the quality of learning? In other words, I'm compromising on the quality of my learning because I'm going through Shas relatively quickly, and I'm compromising the quality of my learning. Certainly Rabbi Nachman did not advocate that, and nor did Rav Kook, or any of the tzaddikim, the Shlach HaKadosh Maral, did not. So the answer to that question is that, no, it's just the opposite. What Rashi is telling us is, the way to be machshir oneself, so that for the duration of your life, the quality of your learning is the highest that it could potentially be, is by initially, to begin with, going through Kol HaTorah Kula. going through Kol Torah. Rabbi Nachman said, go through quickly one time, or maybe a second time, whatever. And when you come back to it each time, you could understand it in greater depth. The reason is for exactly what the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, is that now this person has chavilos, shomishnayos, and braises. He is equipped. He has in his learning, in his oitzer, in his warehouse, he has a tremendous supply of yediyos of all of Torah. So that is not a bitul ne'echus of Torah. He's not being mevatel the quality of learning. This is a way to be machshir himself, to be somebody that could spend in mitzvah Shem his long years with the highest quality and the deepest level of learning be'iyun. But instead, the person doesn't know any mishnayos, doesn't know any gemaras. He spends his life on 6-7 blat, and then trying to figure out what they mean, and he thinks he's learning be'iyun, and it's not really a be'iyun. It's because he never learned all the other mesachlis. He's not familiar with halach. He's not familiar with Teres Hashem. He's clueless with Teres Hashem. So he's trying to learn this be'iyun, and he's doing what, like Rashi says, on pilpul and chidud, because he's very sharp. And he's saying all kinds of these things that he's trying to make svaris and sharp in pilpulim in the Torah. And these are open gemaras, open. In order to understand this gemara, you don't have to use pilpulim and chidudim. That's not the point. It's open mishnayos, open gemaras, all over Shas. Therefore, these tzaddikim hold that going through Teres Hashem more quickly is not a bitul in eichos ha-tayra. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is ultimately to come to learn more be'iyun. It's not only is it not a bitul in the eichos ha-tayra, it's a hachana and it's a hachshara. It's a preparation to be able to learn the Torah ba'oimek mamish. All the ga'onim, all the tzaddikim that were great Talmid Chacham, they knew Kol Torah Kula. They were learning all of Torah. They weren't learning one little tiny piece of Torah and sitting on a few blot. They were learning Kol Torah Kula. You could ask him anything. In any of the Shishas of the Mishnah, anywhere in Shas, and anywhere in Poskim, you were able to talk to them. The Maharal writes about this in many, many places. And that's how the Maharal and the Shlok Kaddish and others explain when Chazal tell us that first the Ikir is to be Goyres, to learn a lot. And then afterwards, Hashem will give a person long years, then afterwards he'll be able to be Misamek because he spent that time covering a lot of material and he has a basic familiarity with Teres Hashem. Now when he comes back, second, third round, and so on, and he comes back to it, so then he's able to learn it much more be'oimik and much more be'iyun. And he uses all of the koiches of his seichel to try to learn first to cover the ground. Rabbi Nachman and Rav Kook are not suggesting the person uses half of his seichel. No, he says, they're saying pour all of your seichel into learning all of Teres Hashem. Takes tremendous discipline and tremendous intellect every single day to meet up with 10 different concepts, constantly moving and learning new things. It takes tremendous seichel. That's Hakafa Aleph, whatever Hakafa Beis. And then to come back, and then now that the person has a basic familiarity with Teres Hashem, so he has now to use the ability to use the kaiches of seichel together with the information that he has, and he could really become a Talmud Chacham, become a big Talmud Chacham. You know, sometimes you'll have like that. You'll have between chavrusas that this very often is the nakuda that makes difficulties with the chavrusa. So you want to learn a blad gemara. And he said the chavrusa, and he learned one line. And he says, oh, he starts going, you know, to ask 1,000 kashas. You know, so it could be he's a sharp person, he's very, very good, but he doesn't even know what the gemara is talking about. And you try to say, why don't we first learn the gemara a little bit? Why don't we learn the gemara? But it's like, you know, it says, bracious barlokim. I said, whoa, bracious. What do you mean bracious? What? Who's bracious? What's bracious? So, what is it? Who? Who's it talking about? What does it mean? Where's the same Bereshis? Where's the same Bereshis that there's Bechlal a God? Where does it say that there's a God? It could be that somebody else created the world. So the Chavrus says Bar Elokim. Oh, this is Elokim there. Because the guy got all for hits. He started walking around the Besmedrash. Gracious, could be anybody created the world. Anyone created the world. And he goes up and down the Besmedrash. He says, anybody could have created the world. And he says, and he tries to make a pilpul to come to it. Like the Chassidim made fun of the, they said the Chassidim made fun of, say, how does the Misnagdim know that God exists? How does the Misnagdim know there's a God? Because when the Rambam says there's God, the Raiva doesn't disagree. That's the whole Amunah, the Chassidim said in the Snag. The whole Amunah is because the Raiva doesn't have Hasoga on the Rambam. He says there's a mitzvah to believe in God, that God exists. So gracious, it could be anybody, who knows what's going on over here? And the guy starts to think, Gewalt, why am I saying Krishma? Why am I davening? Because I don't even know. And the Chavrus says, it says Bar Elokim. Oh, that's the terrace? That's the terrace? Elokim, that's the terrace. I could hear that. You know, your whole life like that. It's like that. Well, a lot of times also when you talk to a person, like the tzaddikim say, that every person is a mesechta, right? You have to have a bekias in a person too. Sometimes you meet somebody, or you're talking to somebody, and you touch up the person right away. Also, it's the same way. It's a lomdus in the person, and you don't have any bekias in the person. Your whole thing with this person is be'in. What about a bekias in the person? Would they get to know the person a little bit better? What about it? Sometimes I talk to a guy, comes back from a date. He went out for an hour and a half or two, the first date, and he starts to say, oh, the whole shiur and who this girl is. I said, why don't you go out a second time, maybe? Get a little bekias, you know what I'm saying? He said, sister, there's all kinds of svaris, and there must be something wrong with her family. So the way that she drank her coffee was strange. It's like he has a whole pilpul and svaris and chidud, you know, and who this person is. Why don't you go out a little bit more and get another person? A little bekias. That's a person who by nature is in that inyan of complication, being that what we're learning about in Chassidus. That way of thinking is very nice to go into that, and it's just a matter of bekias. It's a matter of bekias. Well, many times there'll be disagreements and like that. Again, the guy and the girl going out, they went to it two times, and she has all kinds of things like that. You have the girls even more than with the boys, because the girls in Inubini Seiris. With the girls, there's more of an Inu like this, where the people might find a lot more of the girls. So it's like this, it's like this, and like that. So a lot of times I'll just say, why don't you ask him? What? So why don't you ask him? You're going out tomorrow night, ask him how he feels about that. Because she already had a whole binion. You should see what's going on here. Taisus, Mahashah, Maram, Rabbi Kiv Eger, whole thing, alumnus in the guy. And I just say, ask him. You're seeing him tomorrow night. Why don't you ask him what he thinks about that? He says, think about that. Like, you know, because she already came to a whole, she came to this whole thing about, there's much more with the girls. She came to a whole thing in who the guy is. And then it's, you know, talk to the guy. And the guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. This happens all the time. I know what you're talking about. No, that's not what I meant at all. Yeah, but didn't you say on Monday night, didn't you say? So I said, yeah, but I said something like that, but that's not what I meant. I mean, whatever it is, what you're saying. And he listens to this whole shiur that she gives, like it's a whole lumbus, and he doesn't know what she's talking about. And there are people that they don't go out because of these kind of things. This happens all the time. They stop going out because of the lumbus, because they're in need of bina. And not to see, in the way of chokhma, to see the whole picture. So what Rashi is explaining here, what the Maral and other tzaddikim are talking about, is 100% to use bina. It's a big brach that Hashem gave us to try to understand and to be mefalful and to learn in Torah and even in another person to try to understand the Eimek. But kaidim, you have to have chavilus from mishnayos and brayos. You have to know what you're talking about. That's Rashi's words. Ki mehechin yizgal ha'asayd. Ki mehechin yizgal ha'asayd. How are you going to know the secret? So you want to come to the secret, so you make a whole pilpul. You're going to come to the whole secret. But you can't. So now, this is when the Rambam, the first parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Rambam says, Lahalacha. There the Rambam tells us his learning program. And the Rambam says, Shalach Shiyagda Bachoch Mayasik Bemikra Mishnah Beitim Mezumanim. The Rama says how he divides up the years, the early years of a person's life, based upon the Mishnah and others, and so on. And the Rama says that when a person has already gone through the program and he's already reached a level where he's older and more mature in his learning, La'acha she'yagdol b'chochma, and he's reached a higher madrega of chochma. So then Rambam says, Yasek b'mikra v'mishnah b'itim zumanim, that he should only, from time to time, spend a smaller amount of time learning Tanakh and Mishnayos. V'yifne kol yomav l'gemara bilvad. But the ikr, kol yomav of his time, should be spent learning Gemara. That's in the first part of Tamtar Loch Yudbeis. So what the Rambam is saying there, the Rambam is talking about after the person already acquired, look down the Rambam, after the person already acquired a tremendous bekiyas on his, I mean, obviously people have different levels of memory and retain and so on, but after the person, his madrega, already acquired a tremendous amount of Torah, and he's gone through the program as per Rav Kook, Rabbi Nachman, and so on, and he's acquired a tremendous amount of Torah, once he's come to that madrega, yagdul b'chochma, we're talking about he already has been going through Torah Hashem a lot. Then the Rambam says, "Yasik b'mikra mishnah b'itim zuman." Then he only puts aside smaller amount of time for Tanakh and Mishnayos. V'yifne kol yom of the Gemara b'levad, and the ikka should be, and his time should be spent learning Gemara. Again, we're not talking. We can talk more later on about a person who's not. There are people who are not muksha, and then the Neshama doesn't pull them to that area of Torah and so on. We've spoken about that a lot of times. We'll talk about that more. We're talking about someone who has the kapha. That's not what we're dealing with. So how does the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon understand this? That has to be contended with. We're talking about the Gra. The Gra is not called the Gra for nothing. And we're talking about Tzadik Yisod Olam. And we're talking about a whole Messiah of how to learn. And much of what goes on in the yeshivas these days, which has influenced even the Sfaradish yeshivas and the Chassidish yeshivas, is a certain Derech HaLimud that doesn't sound like what we're talking about. But we have to keep in mind, Rav Kook was a product of that world, right? Rabbi Nachum was not, of course. But Rav Kook was a product of that world, of Elohim. He was one of the greatest of the Talmidim of Elohim who ever lived. So he was Yairish, he Yarshened from the Bismedrish of the Gra. And there's no question that that had a huge influence on him. Uvachol Zayis, Rav Kook is saying what he said about, on the one hand, going through Taras Hashem, going through and covering a tremendous amount of ground, and we'll see much more about Rav Kook's Shita with that later on, and learning it Aliba de Hilchasa, according to Halacha. On the other hand, Bittel Torah Be'echus, Rav Kook is talking here about if you could learn at one level, how come you're not learning on that level? If you could learn at such a high level, why are you settling for a lower level? So we learn now, so far we're learning, that the lower level of learning is not your final destination, it's just what? It's a hechatimtzit. The bekiyas is only a hechatimtzit to bring you to the point where you're able to spend your life learning on a deeper level. But you have to cover ground first in order to be able to get to shlav beis in your learning. Now, even though the Gra was very, very much against pilpul, whoever has learned the Gra and Mishlei and has seen the writings of his Talmidim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and then the Talmidim of the Talmidim, Rabbi Isaac Chaver, and so on, know that the Shita Salimud of the Gra was very, very similar with the Shlah, the Maral, and it would later on come down to Rav Kook, and as I said, there were yeshivas even of our generation. They knew all of Shas. They learned all of Shas. That wasn't a question. That the Gra was very much against excessive pilpul that led away from halacha, that led away from the blat. That was the Gruz, that was the Gruz theme throughout his teachings, throughout his Hagoyis on Shas and Shulchan Aruch. The Gra, as we know, connected Shulchan Aruch with Shas. That's all of his Biurim. The Biur HaGra on Shulchan Aruch is to see to it that everybody would learn Gemara Shulchan Aruch, Aliba de Hilchasa, to understand how the Gemara translates into our daily lives, Halacha Lamaisa, not to get lost in all kinds of fancy svaras that take you away from the blot, that take you away from the halacha. Still, there's a difference. There's no question that by the Gra, the Ikur was always the Iyun. And that's the weight of that in his writings is something that's irrefutable. It's all over his writings. But we have to understand that the Bi'iyun of the Vilna Gaon was not the Bi'iyun of the yeshiva where the Rebbe sits a whole year on 6 or 7 block. The Gaon never, ever, ever knew of such a thing, let alone would have ever suggested, God forbid, such a thing to sit for a whole year on a few block Gemara. However, we do find, Lamashal, if you look in the Gra and Mishlei, in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Ches, there the Gaon says, it's better to learn less. V'yeda kol dova aburya. It's better to learn less, but to know it inside out. To learn less, and to know it thoroughly. Yimashi yikabetz harbe, this is what the Gaon says. These are his words. It's better to learn Yiman ma'at ma'at v'yeda kol dova al buryo, to learn less and to know it thoroughly. Yimashi yikabetz harbe she'en yedei al buryo, instead of gathering a lot that you don't really know carefully, you don't know thoroughly. He writes that over there in Mishlei in a few places. In Eben Shlomo, if you have, you look in Perek Ches, Eben Shlomo, he writes about this. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in Or Yisrael pushed this also very strongly. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner in his writings in Keser Rosh and other places. There in Keser Rosh, Reis Nundal, in Keser Rosh, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner brings that he asked the Vilna Gaon. He asked his Rebbe. He asked the Gra. Do you find any of this interesting? This is very. Do you find it very boring? I'm sorry. It's okay. You're right. I'm nervous a little bit. I don't mean to. It's so Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner asked the Gra this simple question. Listen. He was. I don't know if Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner was talking about himself or. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner asked. They were learning Seder Mayid. It doesn't say they were learning Masechta Tanz. You hear? They were learning Seder Mayid, meaning all of Mayid. They were learning Seder Mayid. And he asked the Gra, apparently the Chabura was learning Seder Mayid, and he asked the Gaon, should we go on to Seder Noshim? Which I guess was next online, was to learn Seder Noshim. Should we go on from Seder Mayid in Shas to learn Seder Noshim? And the Gaon's answer was, it's better to take another time to chazer Seder Mayid, to become Baki in Seder Mayid. And the words that he used were, that Rav Chaim brings from the Gra, V'yemelech al Seder Echad. V'yemelech al Seder Echad. To be a king over that Seder. Better to be a king over one Seder than a pauper. Prince and the pauper than a schlepper over a lot of stars. To being a king over. Okay. The Gaon was talking about Melech al Seder Echad. So even if we say just a simple pshat from what the Gro was saying. In other words, if the Gro was not saying, we know from his other writings, the Gro was pushed to the Gro that everybody's learning all of Shas. But he says, Tiyah Melech al Seder Echad. It doesn't say Tiyah Melech al Blat al Daf Echad. Tiyah Melech al Perek Echad, Yemelech al Masechta Achas. He says, Yemelech, he says, better to Yemelech al Seder Echad. Moed is a pretty big Seder. Think about it. First of all, Masechta Shabbos. Right there. You can get a killer hernia just carrying it, right? Masechta Shabbos. Erevin. Okay. Just to figure out what's going on. Just to turn the Gemara around different directions to look at that Rashi and the picture and to try to figure out what that is. Erevin. Psachim. So everybody says, oh, Psachim, that's good. Kiddush, Abakaisis. That's only Avri Psachim. That's what we did when we were little. Avri Psachim. And Avri Psachim, you could learn. There's plenty what to learn over there. That's what we're now preparing for Pesach. What? Yeah. It's not simple. In Yeshiva, they did that for us when we were little. Of Kodesh in Psachim. Bechlal, holding the bittel, the beginning of the Masechta. A bittel, a bedika, a chametz, and what it is, and the very, very difficult sugyas. So the guy says it's better, you should be chazor of a seder moy, to be a melech the seder echad, just to be a melech of Masechta achas. They never would have done such a thing to the girl. They would have been embarrassed to ask him such a thing. Should we chazor over Tanis and Megillah? They would have been like, the guy was talking about Sdorim and Shas. He was talking about Kol HaTarakulim. But there's no question that the Gaon said the Ikir is the Eichus. So now, this Shita of the Gro, which would go into the Yeshiva world and be taken over by the Yeshiva world, and until America, would not mean that you didn't learn Shas. Only in America and in Eretz Yisrael of the 20th century, after World War II, did it become something different of not learning. I had this discussion with somebody who years ago, it wasn't a discussion, it was a fight, with somebody who is in a yeshiva that's famous in this yeshiva, but they learn very, very little material of Zman. Very, very little. And it was telling me about the Masorah, the Yeshiva, the Masorah, the Yeshiva, the Masorah. So I said, the Yeshiva's father, Zeichet Zag Levracha, the Yeshiva's father, I don't want to say any names because these are all fine Jews and Tzaddikim and everything. The Yeshiva's father, we know, it's not a secret, because there are people still alive who were talmidim of the Yeshiva's father. They used to go through Masechtas of Shas. Every Zman. They learn the whole Masechta. So how are you telling me that there's a Masorah like this? To learn four blad. Where's the Masorah? I'd like anybody to show, prove where you could find that there's a Masorah in Klal Yisrael to learn four or five blad Zman. Where is there such a Masorah? Who ever learned like that in the history of Klal Yisrael? To learn a few blad of Gemara Zman. That's only America and Eretz Yisrael post-World War II. All the Gedolim, all the Rosh Hashivas, the Stipler, the Chaim Shmulevitz, all of them, the Bechanan, they all knew all of Shas. They're learning all of Shas, and the Talmidim are fluent in Shas. There's still a few of them alive. And you could talk to them if they learned five blad. There's no such thing. So what does that Shita do? I mean the authentic Shita of the Gra. I'm not talking about the Siluf of the Shita Sagra, which is not my words. It's the Rosh Hashivas themselves, or Chaim Shalabis and the Stipler themselves are crying about this. Not my opinion. God forbid. So What does the authentic sheet of the Gra hold it do with the fact that the Gemara says Lemigras Fahad Elizba? Lemigras Fahad Elizba, which is the base of Rabbi Nachman saying Rav Kook, the Maral, Lemigras means learn a lot first, and then what? Vahadar Lizba, and then afterwards explain it. You see how beautiful that sentence fits in? Lemigras Vahadar Lizba. So, what does the Gaon do with that? So the Gaon says like this, the Talmidim of the Gra say, that, and Echanami, of course, we're talking, they were learning Kol HaTorah Kulo, but they were certainly learning at a much slower pace, and were learning more Be'iyin. There's no question. They hold that Lemigras for Hadar Lizbar, that Chazal were talking about Bizmanon, in their days. Because in those, because back then, when the Teresh Baal Peh, remember, the Teresh Baal Peh was what? Was Baal Peh. The Teresh Baal Peh was not written anywhere. So everything was what? Was memorization. So this Shita says, that when the Gemara says, and what Rashi is talking about, Chavilas of Mishnayos, or the Gemara is talking about Ligris of Halalizber, is talking about back in the time of the Gemara, when it was what? When it was Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore everything was by memory. So unless you went over everything 101 times, so you couldn't do anything. You were lost. Because everything was by memory. Masha Enkein, now that we have Baruch Hashem, the Torah Shebaal Peh is in writing. Therefore, these tzaddikim from the Beis Medrash of the Gra hold that we don't have to be as focused on finishing it quickly right away, because we can look up and because we have everything written before us. So therefore, there's no question. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon is not arguing with Chazal, who are saying that you have to learn a lot and then you could go more be'iyin. The guy's not arguing with that. The Chalali didn't argue with that. His whole shita was not in Pilpul. And he wasn't arguing with that the person who's going to fight the wars of Torah, the Mechavta Shatar, is a person that has Chavilas of Mishnayos and Braises. He wasn't arguing with that. What the Gaon was saying is that the matzav is different. The matzav is different since we no longer have to memorize everything. So it's not as much of a crisis. If a person's not a Sinai, but he's an Oikar Harim, if he has less Bekiyas, it's not the kind of crisis that it used to be, that in the past, it completely puzzled up one's Torah, like Rashi was explaining. He doesn't know from Bereishis to Elokim. But now that everything's in writing, so it's the matzav is different, and therefore it's not as big a crisis. But we know from Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Gros other Talmidim that the Gaon was always pushing the learning of Mishnayos, always. The Gros never ever, even with his biggest Talmidim, the Gros never ever stopped telling them to constantly learn Mishnayos. Because the Mishnayos is the Ikari Hadvarim of the Mishnayos, to remember all of Shas, even without the Machlokes and so on, but to have that basic grounding in all of Shas. We would find later on that the Chofetz Chaim was, of course, from that same Beis Medrash. The Chofetz Chaim, and this is traced back to the Gra also, pushed very, very much to learn the Rif on Shas. To learn the Rif and Rashi on the Rif. Because a person could go through all of Shas, and I know somebody that did this, could go through all of Shas with the Rif, where you have the Ikar Sugyas, with the conclusions of the Sugyas, without getting sidetracked into Pilpulim on the Blat, to learn the Rif and to learn Rashi and to go through Shas. The Chofetz Chaim pushed this a lot. And this goes back to the Beis Medrash of the Gra. Together with the Rosh. If you learn the Rif, Rashi on the Rif, with the Rosh, because then with the Rosh you have the Maskonas of the Balei HaTosis and Chachmei Ashkenaz. So then you have the Rif, which is the Torah of Svart, and you have the Rosh, which is the Torah of Chachmei Ashkenaz, even though the Rosh, of course, himself was a Svart, but he moved to Germany, he lives there. So the whole Torah is brought together without getting sidetracked and lost by learning Rif, Rashi on the Rif, and Rosh. This was a very big program, which I know of one very big Talmud Chacham. I don't know if you want me to say his name. He's a well-known person, but maybe he wouldn't want me to say it in this context. I don't know. But he's in Brooklyn, but he used to have a Beis Medrash in Muncie. He's a dying, a very big Talmud Chacham, who he learned with a group of people in Muncie. He learned through, I don't know if all of Shas, but when I saw him at a chasna some years ago, he told me that he went through 7 or 8 mesechtas with Balabatim with the Rif in this way. And they remember it. You could test them on it. Because it wasn't they didn't get lost in the... Okay, now there are others, obviously there are many Rashidas who would scream and yell that this is apikarsis and the daf is heilig and you can't go, how could it be not with the daf? But this comes from the Chofetz Chaim and from the Gros Beis Medrash also. So there's no question that there was more of an emphasis on the Be'iyun. And the explanation is now that we have Torah Sheba'al Peh in writing, it's less of a crisis not to have a familiarity. But the Goyim never stopped with the Mishnayos, ever. And we have, and not only that, we have the Shneis Elio on the Mishnayos. But you would say, oh, the Goyim took the time to write a Mishnayos. We have Shneis Elio on Mishnayos also. The Goyim's Shita was without pilpul. Pshutim shel devar, clear, aliba dehilchasa, go through Shas. But to be a melech on a seder and not to rush, certainly there's a slower pace that comes from the Gra, that melech. But he was never talking about not learning Kol HaTorah Kula. It never appears in anything that I've ever seen from any of his writings. Adrabba, he was very much in that same melech as the Maharal, the Shlach HaKadosh, and the Tzaddikim, in that same melech. Now, what we're going to, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to learn next week is the we're going to learn the piece in the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. It shouldn't take us too long to understand, because the Or Sameach that we're learning when we learn the Sefer Mitzvahs, we learn the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We saw then what the Or Sameach says, that the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is different from all other mitzvahs, because when it comes to all other mitzvahs, just listen to this last thing. When it comes to all other mitzvahs, everybody puts on a pair of tefillin. Everybody has a mezuzah. The same mezuzah, same tefillin. Oh, they're different. Hugging, wrap it like this, like that, or ksav. But it's the same mitzvah. Everybody's doing the same mitzvah. But the Or Sameach explains when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We learned this back in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So when it comes to Talmud Torah, the Or Sameach says that's different, because when it comes to Talmud Torah, every Jew is different. Everybody has to go according to his abilities and his inyan of learning of Talmud Torah and Bittul Torah. Each person is different. So because some are wondering, I don't know, but he is in Shas. I don't know. What this means and that means. So we're going to talk about this next week a little bit. Then we'll continue with Cook. That when it comes to Talmud Torah is different from other mitzvahs. It wasn't given as one thing like a mezuzah or tefillin or Shabbos. It was given. You were given the responsibility to the eichus of the kamis to do your best to learn Torah, but it will be according to the shurish of your neshama, that each person has his own individualized design, personally designed curriculum of what he should be learning in his life, Torah Sashem. We'll continue next week.